This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the most exciting, entertaining, and as we say sometimes, informative show on earth. That is us, Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner, Cal Hunter, behind the glass. Thank you for producing this again, Cal. We appreciate it. You know what?
Or misproducing, as the case may be.
Yes, or just producing. Yeah. Denise is a family law attorney. Todd is a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California, and has his own criminal law practice, and I am a personal injury, and I do insurance law, and actually we will be touching on COVID-19. There's a case we're going to discuss about the COVID-19 and making claims on your insurance as a business for business losses due to COVID-19. Actually, I spoke at a wonderful seminar. I'm going to do a shout-out for the World Water Park Association. I did a webinar for them on if they can claim losses on their insurance policy for business losses due to Corona 19 or the coronavirus, the COVID-19 or the coronavirus, and it turned out really well. And thank you very much for having me come and host this wonderful event with hundreds of owners of the water parks, and it was a great event. It was weird. It was so weird. Let me tell you why it's weird. I have been involved in seminars before. It just talking to a little camera, knowing there's hundreds of people out there, and these are big business owner people, and it's like you have no idea. There's a few jokes I cracked. Let me tell you the quick joke I cracked. And actually, there's always two people on the line that are running the show, you know, and they were laughing so hard, they wouldn't stop laughing. So I said, I guess it went over with the two of them, but you have no idea what they're thinking, because a lot of times you look at the audience, and this is actually true. So I thank them, because this is actually the first webinar I've done since the coronavirus and the shutdown. So I've been wearing jeans, and you guys see I'm wearing shorts, flip-flops. I love to dress down, and for 28 years I've been wearing suits all the time. So I said, you know what, I appreciate you doing this and inviting me. That means I have to wear, after 28 years, I got to enjoy myself and not wear suits. Now I had to put the suit back on. And what just shocks me, I didn't realize the longer the suit hangs in the closet, the smaller it gets. It just shrinks in the closet.
My suits have done the same thing.
And so I was just wondering, and so everyone did laugh.
So your suits got the COVID, and they shrank as a result. I got it.
Well, the longer they hang, I didn't realize the longer they hang in the closet, the more they shrink. So you need to use them more often so they don't shrink. And so that was something that I noticed about my suit when I put it on, and so I'm back to my shorts and my nice shirt. So I didn't know if the people thought it was funny or not. I mean, if it's a bomb, say it bombs, you don't know, and you keep telling other funny jokes, and they're just going, oh geez, dude, really, come on, move on. So I threw another few funny jokes, you know, during the whole presentation. Don't know if they bombed or don't know if it was a big hit. I'm not quite sure.
There is a key indicator that if the jokes are bombing, because you can't see the participant count go down. But what you do see is, you know, on some of these, if they stop the video feed and just their name shows up or their picture, if you see an increase in those, then you know the jokes are bombing, because what they're doing is, all right, I can't leave, but I can just put my name up there and go off and do something else.
And if after the seminar, and they say, Fred goes, so how'd it go? You guys want to have me back next year? And they go, well, you know, keep trying, Fred.
Well, the president, Rick, Rick's the president of the World Water Park Association, and he did call me and said it was an excellent job. So there you go.
Great. That's great.
One of the jokes probably went over okay. I think the other ones might have just bombed, but I don't know. Anyway, it was weird. It was just weird. It was funny. Well, let me tell you why it's weird, too. I'm so used to the radio. aren't you, you know, the three of us are really used to radio. We're radio personalities, and I started to kind of treat it like a radio show and talking like I was on the radio. And I realized, you got to kind of back off on the radio thing, you know. It's more of a seminar. And so, I don't know. It was fun and interesting. But we're going to talk today about...
Did you record it?
Yeah, they recorded it, and it's going to be in their, I think, their magazine. They've got it online for their members, and they have it recorded where members can go back and listen to my jokes.
Please don't say we have to pay to view it. It's not a pay-per-view, is it?
It might be eventually a pay-per-view on Netflix.
Like Netflix? Or, yes, yeah,
I'm sure Netflix will pick it up.
The making of a murderer. Remember that?
Oh, man. The making of a loser.
Did they leave your mic on when you went to the restroom?
You know what? That would have been a good idea. I should have.
Added some interest.
I'd like to go to the bathroom really quick. And not only the mic, but I'm going to keep my little camera on me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, even better.
Mic and camera. Mr. Penny, your camera, the mic's on, but your camera's still going. Oh, all right.
There's nothing for it to see.
All right, we're going to talk about Mary-Kate Olsen's divorce. We're going to lean on our esteemed colleague over there, Denise, to talk. There's some very interesting thing about the divorce we talked about last week. There's some updates. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court ruling last minute, like 5 o'clock Washington, D.C. time on Friday, about churches suing the state of California and on this COVID-19 issue. And quite frankly, I was a little bit shocked. I mean, I'm not going to say shocked, but surprised. And I think it's very, very evident of what the Supreme Court said that's going to steer a lot of the other states to do things. But that's going to be very interesting. Mm-hmm. And Todd wants to talk about, you know, we'd say politically neutral, but we don't want to, we're trying to make this a little more upbeat. We don't want to talk about all the negative things that are happening in the country, but there are some things that we just, it's the elephant in the room we want to talk about. Some interesting things about this police officer that has been arrested for third-degree murder. And then we're also going to – Todd's going to talk about the issues that really are not super important but are interesting as lawyers, whether or not – how does this individual, quote, officer testify about – any of the cases he's worked on that he has to testify as the officer that he arrested this guy or whatever, and how that's going to be affected.
The impact on any pending case.
That he talked about.
Even the past cases, perhaps.
Right, exactly.
So there's going to be an impact there, regardless of the outcome of the criminal charges he's facing.
Yeah, there's also, we're going to talk about Weinstein. We got another elephant, and then we got to talk about the Trump Twitter issue briefly and the legality of that, and the coronavirus lawsuit. And like I said, I did the seminar on it with a business. If you want to make a claim with business losses due to coronavirus, there's a lot of interesting things to discuss there, and that's a one-hour seminar, or about a 45-minute seminar, but we're going to talk about that. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Don't use us, as advice and go to the judge and talk about what we said on Radio Law Talk, but you can use it again around the dinner table if there's someone you don't like, your in-laws or a neighbor that your wife really likes but you don't, and they start saying, well, you know, they say, you can always throw in the no, Radio Law Talk says it.
So interesting law discussion, but not precedent setting, in terms of legal precedent setting. Yeah.
Yes, well, whatever you want, however you want to risk your life, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. What's our phone number?
It's 855-529-7234.
Or you can go to our Twitter account. Just type in Radio Law Talk anywhere, Instagram, Facebook. We even have a TikTok, you know, and you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. But we appreciate your emails. We appreciate our fan base. We're going to be back after these quick messages and go to a case or no case.
Yes, if you stay right there, there's more Radio Law Talk coming right up. And when we do come back on Case or No Case, we'll head to the Great Lakes. That's next right here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Jason Ross.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Todd has a kitty.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
The reason people here are Cal is one thing and one thing only, and that is for case or no case.
Right now, okay, here we go. Okay.
Yeah, let's start.
Now it's time to play case or no.
Oops, sorry.
Nope. Now it's time to play case or no
let's
case.
Play it. Play the game.
I know you can count on my machine to go. I don't think so. Okay. The month was November, and the winds were blowing cold.
November. Ooh.
An iron ore ship hauling pellets took off for its destination, a foundry in nearby Detroit, in a commonly used shipping lane. Lake Superior. She was carrying 29,250 tons of taconite iron ore pellets. Soon reached her top speed of 16.3 miles an hour as another freighter toiled nearby. But that freighter was destined for Gary, Indiana, so they split paths. The weather forecast was not unusual for November. The Weather Service predicted a storm would pass just south of Lake Superior, and did it ever. However, the ship was compromised and went down carrying the captain and her crew. The ship was owned by Northwestern Mutual Insurance, who invested a lot in shipping. They would buy big ships, and then they would pay an operating company to run them. This company had a 25-year contract with the insurance company. After the first stop, the weather went from poor to worse. Gale warnings were issued, but the ship was a big old boat that had sailed in gales before, so the captain said no problem. Until the doors on the top decks, which were not properly latched and apparently of poor quality, let loose, and some water got in. And then some more water. And then some more. And then the ship listed, and before you knew it, the ship was in terrible difficulty, and down she went. Investigations followed, and family after family sought Canadian legal counsel, because it was in Lake Superior on the Canadian side of the border. And so I ask you, case or no case? And Fred, I'm going to start with you.
All right, okay. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
Is it this song? Well, Cal, what is this?
I mean, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
This is the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Yeah, wait a minute.
Okay, now, even if it is, what was the legal outcome? I love this song. Gordon liked that. The Canadian Troubadour. So, tell me, what do you think?
Okay.
What do you think about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Because it is, in fact, that. That's very
good. That is by Gordon Lightfoot.
And I love that song.
From the 1970s, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is one of my favorite songs.
Yep, I like
and
it,
And he
too.
Sings about what a sad tale this was of this wonderful, actually, it was like one of the top, biggest, most powerful ships on Lake Superior.
Correct. And the best line in the song is when the captain says, "Fellas, it's been good to know."
To know,
yeah. Yeah. What a great line. Very poignant song.
Yeah.
So what happened there?
So,
what was the legal outcome?
This is in the 70s, and
correct.
They would have made a claim for the insurance. So I'm going to say it's a real case.
Okay.
But the question is, what happened when they made the claim for the insurance? Is that what your question is?
Well, was it a case or no case?
It was a case.
Because remember, I said they sought Canadian counsel. They were on Canadian side.
Yep, it's a case.
So then what happened after they filed their claim?
No, I don't remember that part of the claim, but I'm going to say
well,
the winner.
It's not the song, yeah.
I know. I'm going to say the winner is the Edmund Fitzgerald's company and or families did make a claim. That's what the question is about the insurance and won.
Okay, Mr. Kunin, what's your take on the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
See, I thought Fred was going to go with this song here.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of
the Well, I could be.
You know, I mean, it was only a three-hour tour, but the Howells took their entire wardrobe. I never got that. Regardless.
And many guest stars with them.
I know. What the heck?
That alone is a whole show we can do. But let's move on.
But
I digress.
The legal implications of
so I'll say it's a case, and I will say that the
do different than me so I can catch up.
No, that's exactly why I'm not going to do different from you. I am going to mirror everything Fred said. So whatever Fred said, that's the way I'm going to.
You're saying case and the plaintiffs prevail.
Yes.
Denise, what do you think about this? Because this really is an interesting thing.
Was the Northwestern Insurance the owner of the ship?
Correct. What they would do, they took all the insurance premiums, you know, life insurance and stuff, and they would invest them in this shipping business, and then they'd buy the ships and hire a pilot company to operate these ships up and down Lake Michigan and Lake Superior, hauling mostly ore for automotive production, mostly. That was their whole business model. That's how they made their...
Okay, so then if the family sued, they would have sued them, and they would have sued the people that did the defective doors.
Yeah.
Well, right? More than likely.
If they were
or
in the 70s,
they sued Northwestern, and Northwestern sued the defective doors people.
In Canada, using Canadian law.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm going to say, oh God, it has to be a case.
Going to play it safe.
No, I don't want to play it safe. I wanted
just
to play
say no case, and you might catch up with us.
No, I'm so far behind. There's not a hope of that.
All
so
right.
I think it's a case, but I think it's something tricky, like Northwestern Insurance wins against the defective door people.
Okay. Denise, if you're so far behind, you got to swing for the fences. Go big or go home.
I love when Todd tries to talk her into
it. I don't know cases. It's the only way you have a possibility of making up the points.
855 Law Radio. You can weigh in and see what you think about the Edmund Fitzgerald.
I'll tell you, the answer to this has an interesting twist to it that I'd like to share with you.
Not yet. Can we wait till the break, or do you want to just share it now?
I've got a minute and a half.
Does the interesting twist have anything to do with the ownership of a baseball team in New York?
No.
Okay.
But it does have something to
do with the ownership, right?
Where ship was at the time of the...
Okay. Does it have anything to do with the game Twister?
No.
Yes, which they were playing on deck as it went down. No.
Okay, all right. Everyone was playing Twister at the time it went down.
Oh, it was in international waters.
All right,
there's international
waters? No, it was in Canadian waters.
Oh, well.
As I told you, it was in Canadian waters, but it was an American ship, and that's your clue. The answer to this is as we continue.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Well, I don't. Yes, I just went, oh, okay, we're going to be back. Cal is going to tease it during the break. And then we're going to talk about case or no case. And then we're also going to get into Mary-Kate Olsen's divorce. That it's really interesting what happened and why maybe there's some real issues here. We'll be back.
What a fascinating story that is. And we'll have that and more next right here on Radio Law Talk. 3 hours every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. So keep listening. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chaos continues to spread across the country as thousands of protesters descended on city streets demanding justice in the wake of George Floyd's killing in Minneapolis earlier in the week. Demonstrators ignored curfews and vows of a forceful police response to take the Minneapolis streets for a fourth straight night. Banks, gas stations, and even post offices, as well as police stations, were destroyed. In New York, demonstrators blocked the Brooklyn Bridge, while Atlanta, Portland, and Los Angeles also saw violence. The White House was briefly locked down as demonstrators hurled stones at police and security guards. And a 19-year-old man was killed in Detroit after shots were fired into a crowd of people. Governor Tim Walz called the situation on the ground incredibly dangerous and incredibly dynamic. A tense scene grew fiery as hundreds of people stormed the CNN building hours after reporter Omar Jimenez was arrested while on live TV in Minneapolis. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
That is Armadillo. Oh, come on.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So those of you who know the Olsen twins were young sisters growing up.
And I'm sure we'll get to that after the end
of the... Oh, my gosh, you're right. I apologize. No, let's do case.
You know what? I think all of us talked during the break, and we decided we wanted to change our answers.
But why? I love it. Denise goes, case or no case?
As if radio can't hear the whisper.
All right. Let's finish up. You're right, Cal.
Oh, you're right. They can hear me whisper.
They can hear you whisper.
Let's do it.
But I'd like to know why you would like to change your answer.
I don't want to change my answer.
No, it was just a joke. It was because we figured out that there's some kind of competition between jurisdictions of Canada and United States.
And the flag on the thing,
and the United States doesn't have a whole lot of flags anymore. They go to other jurisdictions and own ships in another
jurisdiction.
These
are American-registered ships, and even though this happened in Canadian waters, notice I told you they sought counsel in Canada. But it's an American ship, so it's under American law. So no matter what they sought, didn't matter, went to the wrong people. But they did file a case. The three fast filers got about $3 million between them and the crew.
Oh.
And the rest of them, the insurance company went to a court and said, look, you're going to make us go broke. So the court put an overall cap of $875,000 that the others had to split up between them.
Oh.
And there were 26 crew and captain
on the 70s. That was the 1970s.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's...
Notice the personal injury attorney is the one going,
He just puckered up when I said...
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
God. He's starting to go, $800,000. No, that means a bunch of attorneys are going to split a third of that. Oh, my God, it's a travesty. Dogs and cats living together. It's massive area.
Travesty. It's the lamb and the lion lying next to each other.
But when the thing was all done, there were three causes. One was defect in manufacturers. Denise Cole. The other was bad crew. And what did they call it? Where the crew just got, laissez-faire. Didn't really, pay attention to how they were battening down the hatches, so to speak.
Oh.
So a lot of laws were changed as the result of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And that valuable cargo still sits at the bottom of the lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
I don't know if this was as a result of that case, but you will note that there are very few, if any, ships that fly under the American flag anymore.
Could be.
It's the regulations change so much that most of the ships are from the Caribbean or elsewhere, but it's very difficult to find a ship that flies under the American flag.
Quite possibly to avoid liability. So.
With the exception of the Navy.
So it is possible today that we will have a winner, case or no case.
Could be. Now, next hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Todd gets 2 points, right?
I'm taking you to a case involving a police officer in Oklahoma City. That's next time on Case or No Case, and now back to Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, we have to get to the topic of the Olsen twins, but you know what, though? I was just saying that, so people who are following us, we're the first person to get to 50 points, the other hosts have to buy dinner for, and Todd is at 40 what?
46.
So you could hear a historical thing happen on the radio show this week. If Todd gets 2 points next hour and 2 points the next hour, he's got us and we have to buy him.
And it'll be his second wind.
I know.
But the odds of that, frankly, are not that good. I have some very good case or no case.
I'm glad to hear that.
go ahead. Mary-Kate Olsen.
Everybody's been, pinned up in the house together. This is a huge pandemic, and really people are taking it seriously for the most part.
Well, just tell us the Olsons. Who don't
Mary-Kate Olsen's pinned up in the house with her husband, right?
Who is a difference of age of about 20-some-odd?
There's a difference in age.
About 20-some-odd year difference.
Yeah, there's a difference in age. But that's not really the important thing.
No, I'm just telling you.
The important thing is that her husband invited his children, his mother, and his ex-wife to come live with him and Mary-Kate during this time of sheltering
in their $5 million apartment.
Yes, in New York.
But there's
which
one more.
Didn't go over well with Mary-Kate, by the way.
Another fascinating thing, and you probably said this, at their wedding, they handed out little wedding favors, and it was little, containers filled with cigarettes. It was a smoker's wedding all over the place.
What?
Yeah, they were smokers.
Yeah, crazy.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, true story.
No, it wasn't filled with cigarettes.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Not wacky tobacco, regular tobacco.
Like real cigarettes in the little party favors that you get, where I usually get little candies.
Full of them. I mean, like many, many per guest. So
I really liked Mary-Kate's explanation here. She said, I love his children. I have nothing against his children, but his ex-wife, really? That's a little too much for me.
And his argument was he was worried about his mother, children, and ex-wife.
Yes.
And he was worried about them during the COVID 19 epidemic, and he wanted to bring them all in and keep them safe in his $5 million penthouse. So, you have to say that at least. That's everyone's like, oh, this is horrible, but he was worried about their health. And so,
I get that. I totally understand that. Yes, exactly. An ex-wife, I that goes a little too far for me.
Maybe they're a little bit, they get along pretty good and they're friends.
Maybe too well.
What do you think, Todd?
Because I smoke a cigarette.
Ask the one person on this panel who's not married. Food goes in here. This is what I say. Hey, Mary-Kate, when you get to the point where you have sufficiently recovered from this trauma, call me.
That even makes the age difference worse, doesn't it?
A Todd K. Is you at A Todd K.
It's kind of like when it comes to age difference, I look at it this way. It's like when you go outside and it's 104, and then you go outside and it's 108. What difference does it make? It's hot, right? So age difference, same way. Once you hit a 20-year age difference.
And it has nothing to do with her money either, does it?
He has money,
no.
Too.
No, Todd.
Yes.
Talk about
me?
Todd.
No.
Todd, we're talking about Todd.
No. Yes, no, her money has nothing to do with that. I would never marry somebody for money.
Oh, wait, who's talking about marriage?
Did you say that with a straight face?
I did.
You know, she just went and rented at a Hamptons place, a whole big, huge Hamptons place, $325,000 for the summer.
I just don't know how
she...
She needs help.
Well, sheltering in place is important.
It's not cheap, you know.
I would gladly do the Radio Law Talk live remote as... Todd's calling in from the Hamptons.
But not for money.
No.
Should we slide
he doesn't
into
need some, any.
Should we slide into Harvey Weinstein while we're talking about this?
I just don't know that I like referring
I like,
to it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, sliding in is not a nice...
Yeah, bad mental image, but
where's,
moving on.
Where is all the cricket sounds? You're not doing a very good job.
I'm doing a terrible job.
Here, that's it. Some of this. Harvey Weinstein. We've been around the block. We're not going to keep talking about it, but we have to because another lawsuit has been filed. Four women have filed a lawsuit for, gets a shocker. These are allegations again. Allegations, because it's just the filing that he raped them all the way back to 2000, I mean, to 1984. And yes, you can bring cases from stuff back to 1984.
And this is a civil lawsuit seeking damages.
Right, civil. And that's exactly right. But it applies to four ladies. One of them claims that they were 17 years of age at the time, and it happened at the Cannes and Venice Film Festivals. That's kind of important. So, but here's the other interesting thing that's about this. They didn't just sue Harvey Weinstein. They're also suing Robert Weinstein, Disney, and Miramax, and any other corporations they can add those, saying that they knew about his propensity to do stuff like this at these events, and they, with full knowledge of it, allowed it to happen, is their general argument, which is a little bit interesting. They're just bringing in anyone and everybody at this time.
And another thing to me that was interesting about that is this is the biggest age difference between the plaintiffs that we've seen. You know, the older female in this case is 70 years old, and, you know, she was 34 when she said that this occurred to her back in 1984, and then the youngest is now 35 years old or 34 years old,
right?
And she's the one that was 17 at the time. Very interesting.
Yep. I mean, look, the floodgates are open, and I think people are going to feel it's a lot of fear that keeps people from filing complaints, legitimate fear, because he was a powerful man, right? Well, now that you have the conviction and another one pending, I think there is less fear about retribution that they could suffer coming forward.
There's more than 100 women claiming rape and sexual assault by him right now in lawsuits, etc.
And so he's facing a life sentence right now, really.
Right. Allegations, still allegations. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about, let's talk a little bit about the Supreme Court and churches. We'll be back.
Remember, all of the accused you hear discussed on Radio Law Talk are considered innocent and until proven guilty. Another disclaimer on Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No points for you. Are you serious?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Yeah, we're talking during the break about what to do and what not to do. But here's an interesting thing. So at the last hour, that is Friday, this is Saturday, the 30th of May, on Friday, the 29th of May at around 5 p.m., the Supreme Court comes down with a very, very important verdict that is, they took up pretty much on emergency, huh, Denise? They took it up like last,
this tells you how soon it was. A divided federal appeals court upheld Governor Newsom's decision on May 22nd. And then by May 29th, it's already in the Supreme.
Let's tell them what we're talking about.
My point is, the Supreme Court takes a long time to review stuff, and this is the big issue of, during COVID-19 and coronavirus, the governors have basically shut the state down, right? The big fight is the First Amendment. And what's the First Amendment? Your freedom of religion, correct? And so what's happened is shutting churches down has been a big issue. And churches are saying that's a violation of the First Amendment. And that is, if anyone has the best argument, it's going to be the churches. Because I know a lot of businesses have come to me and talked to me. It's like, you know, do we have a right? How long can they shut us down? And I got a little twist on this, but what happens here is they go to the Supreme Court and say, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, should not be able to shut us down. And the Supreme Court came out 4-3 that yes, they can, which was a little bit of a shocker. That given the situation,
5-4.
I mean 5-4. 5-4. That yes, they can. He can shut them down. And when I say shut them down, that's I'm using the generic term because they are not shut down. Gavin Newsom is allowing them to open, but on a limited basis.
Yeah, they were limited to under the executive order. Yeah, 25%. Capacity,
but
the building's capacity, not the church's membership. That's kind of the distinction. So they're tying it to the building.
What the interesting thing is Justice Roberts jumped on where there's a more left wing and a more right wing part of the Supreme Court, and I would hope to say that they when they decide according to their conscience and what they believe, but it still does swing left and right, and he jumped on the side. Well, Roberts is generally more conservative to the more liberal side, and he had some interesting things to say about why. Denise, let's go over some of the things why he felt, or the majority felt, that Governor Newsom, or any governor, as a matter of fact, has that right. And by the way, there's other cases, one in Illinois, that are starting to come up on the same issue, and I think this is just going to shut the door, but go ahead.
Well, he didn't just look at it in terms of the secular difference. You know, this is a religious group, these are religious churches and all that. But he said the governor is actually shutting down all types of big groups that are meeting, and it's not limited, because really what they were arguing was that they were biased, that Governor Newsom was acting in a prejudicial or biased way against churches. And what Robert said is, no, it's not just against the secular gatherings, but it's against lectures and concerts and moviegoers and spectator sports and
water parks.
And,
no?
Exactly,
Disneyland.
Water parks and all of these type of things. So the first issue bias or prejudice was not warranted, Roberts felt.
It's important to go back to the language of the First Amendment as it relates to this, because it says, and it's a quote here, Congress, and this is interpreted generally to mean any public agency, any state, any governmental agency, Congress shall make no law respecting, that in that language means treating differently, respecting an establishment of religion, comma, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And so what that means here, and the way it's been interpreted, is if religion is being treated from other similarly situated entities or prohibited from occurring, and other similarly situated entities are not so prohibited, well, then there would be a violation. And the majority of the Supreme Court, especially according to what Robert said, was, as Denise said, look, everybody that's similarly situated to a church is suffering or is subject to the same restrictions. So they're not singling the religions out. They're the same. However, the rest of the other justices did not agree with this. But, Denise, you had something you wanted
to
say.
Well, I just thought the interesting thing is, again, it's kind of almost a balancing. There has to be a very exigent circumstance of why this limitation is being done in the beginning.
Emergency time.
Yeah, this is the emergency powers under the governors of the states, and specifically the state of California. And what was interesting about that is the governor had just recently tailored that emergency power to say, churches can reopen, but they can only reopen now at 25% capacity. So that wasn't so overburdensome.
That's exactly right.
Will.
That's what I noted that down on my argument is,
yeah,
if he would have said you can't do it at all, I think the Supreme Court would have gone against him.
Yeah.
But he's saying you can. I'm just kind of limiting how or what, and that's why I think he won.
Yes.
And there was, in the dissent, Justice Kavanaugh pointed out something that I'm not necessarily sure I agree with. And you know, Denise is looking at me like, oh my gosh, Todd did not agree with the Justice Kavanaugh decision.
Yeah, I'm kind of like,
Because Justice Kavanaugh said comparable secular businesses are not. This is contrary to what Justice Roberts said, where Roberts said they were. Kavanaugh said comparable secular businesses are not subject to a 25% occupancy cap, including factories, offices, supermarkets, restaurants, retail stores, pharmacies, shopping malls, pet grooming stores, bookstores, you know, and the works.
Right.
Well, hold on a second. Every time I tried to go to a Home Depot the other day, and you know what? There was a long line getting in. Why? Because they were counting the people to go in to make sure that they did not have more than a certain ratio of the maximum occupancy. The same thing is true when I go to my supermarket.
And your restaurants.
Yes.
The restaurants, every other table, or even more, are not being occupied.
So I don't know that that assessment that other businesses are not subject is accurate, given the fact that they do... Businesses on the list he cited appear to be subject to that.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he bit into the bumper sticker on this, which is, why is it okay for me to go to the Home Depot and not to go to church? Which is a great question.
They can go to church. They're limited.
Not in my county, no.
Well, that's your county.
What is being contested is the executive order by Gavin Newsom. That executive order limited it to 25% capacity.
Right.
Okay. And the fact is that 25% capacity limitation appears to be imposed on the same businesses on the list stated by the dissent. And that is odd. But again, this was all heard on an emergency basis. The arguments made, they had to be quick. You didn't have a ton of amicus briefs given the timing. And I think one of the reasons you had this is because, well, church normally meets on Sunday, Saturday with some religions. This decision had to come out. It had to come out by Friday so that people going into the weekend for worship services needed some guidance on what the Supreme Court said.
Now, what's interesting in this case, and this is the U.S. Supreme Court, which is, you know, the ultimate in our land. If there's an Illinois case that came up through the Supreme Court of Illinois, and by the time it got up there, it was a challenge again by churches against the governor's restriction of having services. And by the time it got up to the state Supreme Court, the governor's order had changed. And so what the state Supreme Court said is, this is moot now. We don't need to get to this issue. So they kicked it down the road. So even the state Supreme Court yet had not really decided this issue.
Yeah, the governor in Illinois, I can't remember, what did he change it and said?
He made it voluntary.
Voluntary,
instead of mandatory.
Yes. It's not mandatory,
yep.
But we'd rather have your church do
this. Right.
But it's not mandatory.
So this is interesting because here the U.S. Supreme Court could have done the same thing.
Right.
But it didn't. It actually hit it head on.
I will be curious to see what happens in the coming days with regard to the president has indicated that if the churches are not open, that he is going to take some sort of action. Now, people might say, well, this is a state's rights issue. Well, apparently it's not, because this whole argument was raised on the federal constitution issue. And the state may impose something, but the state has to cede to the federal government when related to a constitutional issue. We'll see what happens.
And Bill Clinton already signed a bill that made it okay for the feds to override when it came to churches. That's already a matter of law. That happened about four years into his second term.
I wanted to finish one final thing, but we don't have the time. Okay. We have 15 seconds. We'll second hour, we'll join us. We'll talk more about the law in a case or no case.
All right. Thanks for being with us on Radio Law Talk. There's more coming right up here, so stay there. We'll continue momentarily.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.